Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Hopefully, Russell Jackman will be joining us, but not in the first 2 minutes. We're just going to go ahead and do this intro here. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. At this time, rather than just strictly sports, I'm going to ask a couple of interesting questions. I just came back from a cruise, and I heard some kind of fun trivia questions on there, so I thought I'd kind of share that with you. And Mike, in the next segment, who's going to be our guest?
Well, he's a legendary guy from the our neck of the woods, Marin County, California, suburb of San Francisco. He's a tennis guy. He was on the ATP tour. His name is Aleko Privoulis. Aleko is a guy that went to a high school rival of ours, Edward. I'll tell you what school that was. And this guy knows anything and everything about the game of tennis. In fact, not only was he a great player, but a phenomenal coach, and still is. We're going to talk to him, have a little fun. And he even has a little story about Johnny McEnroe and Barry Bonds.
And I got a fun story. In fact, Aleko, want to find out, do you know Jeff Greenwald?
I do very well.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun little story I have when we get back, because I knew him from the gym. Somebody had said, "Hey, you got to interview this guy. He knows a lot about tennis." I go, "Oh, okay. I'll do that." So that'd be kind of fun. All right. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. When we come back, we're going to reintroduce our guests. We didn't get a chance to really have a big intro and didn't get to hear from him yet, but we will. All right. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at MortgageInvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit MortgageInvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to MortgageInvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine,
Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Not sure where Russell is. We'll see if he's probably doing some lawyering work right now, and so we'll have to see if he joins us. Michael, would you please reintroduce our guest?
Yeah, hey, listen, before I do that, I got to say something to you, Edward. History was made. I'm in Georgia this morning, but in the state of Florida, Lake Mary, they won the Little League World Series. They beat Taiwan Taipei over the weekend. And actually, check this out, Edward, and Aleka, who's also in, our guest, is in Florida. They became the first team in the history of the state of Florida to win a Little League World Series. How about that?
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. And it's interesting because, I caught the highlights because I was traveling back when the game was going on, and I got to watch the highlights. And, got to tell you, these little guys, they really know what they're doing. But I didn't see a lot of home runs.
No. The final was 2-1, I think.
Yeah, an extra innings.
Hell of a game. Hey, listen, yeah. let's waste no more time because we got a guy standing by. I want to introduce him. His name is Aleko Privoulos. He is a graduate of the high school in Marin County called Redwood High, class of 83. He's inducted into the High School Hall of Fame. He's also one of the all-time great tennis players in the history of the University of California, Davis. He played, he's inducted into their Hall of Fame. He played on the ATP Tour from 87 to 1993. I believe Aleko grew up in Larkspur. He was also a U.S. Davis Cup coach with Johnny McEnroe. He knows about everything and anything in the game of tennis. Aleko, welcome to the big show, coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide.
Thank you, gentlemen. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So
let me say this real quick little fun story. I've been doing this show since 2013, I think it is, and I was at a gym and someone had said, oh, you got to meet this guy, Jeff Greenwald. And he knows a lot about tennis. All right, fine. And so I'm talking to him and he's very, very humble. And he's doing like sports psychology now, I believe it is. But this is going back some years. And so I said, so you know a lot about tennis. Are you any good? Because I didn't know anything about it, right? And he goes, well, yeah. He says, I was in the international circuit. He goes, I was like 30, I was number one in the world. And then he says, and then when I turned 40, I was number one in the world. And I, holy smokes. And I look him up, and sure enough, he was. So then I just asked Aleko really quickly if you knew Jeff, and you said you did. So I thought that, I just thought that was kind of a fun little story.
Yeah, Jeff was a good player. We played against each other many times, had some battles, and you know, some of us get old and kind of retire or go into coaching. He kept playing, you know, the senior circuits and doing all that.
Yeah, in fact, he asked me one time, he asked my advice. He says, you know, I'm wondering if I should go to, I think it was Belgium, you know, and play for a title. And we talked about it and talked about the money side of it. And I said, well, how much do you expect to win? And he says, well, if I win, you know, I'll make like 10 grand. And I said, okay. And I said, but how much is it going to cost you to, you know, on all expenses and everything? He goes, well, somewhere between, you know, 5 to 7 grand. And I said, okay. I said, you know, how important is this tournament? He says, well, you know, the stuff that I've won in the United States is actually more important. And I said, well, geez, you know, you've already got the feather in your cap. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. I said, you know, I don't know if that's really worth it to you to you know, from your perspective. And I think he decided not to go on that one. But anyway,
good advice.
Yeah, but I just, you know, again, if it were me and I didn't have any, you know, feathers in my cap and I needed to do it, then maybe. But he didn't need to prove himself anymore. So so I want to hear some fun stories. Something about Barry Bonds and John McEnroe. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun here yet, but
I think you are a little bit. What the hell am I? It's your show. I mean. You know, Aleko's got so many unbelievable stories. I said, hey, you ever met McEnroe? Yeah. Coach them. He'll tell you in 1 second. But Jimmy Connors, Bjorn Borg, Stan Smith, you know, all the great legends. And Aleko, I guess, you know, obviously one of the reasons we want to have you on, but we'll get to the story. We want to talk a little U.S. Open tennis because that tournament's going on right now. But since Edward already opened up the can, let's tell us about your relationship with the great Johnny McEnroe.
Well, I mean, John's just a good guy. He, you know, I coached a few players. One of the players I coached on tour is Rick Leach, and Rick was on the Davis Cup team. And we got invited, being his coach and him, to be on the Davis Cup team when they played against Zimbabwe. So we had to travel from Australia, winning the U.S. Open, having a great party that night, get on a plane at crack of dawn and fly all the way to Africa. And we get there. And so myself, Brad Gilbert, a couple of the other guys, coaches were helping John, assisting. He was the captain for the Davis Cup team. And here we all are in Africa and doing a week of practice beforehand and really got to know John well. No one's on a sleep schedule. So we're up as late as we can till like 2-3 in the morning, just begging him to tell stories when he was playing Borg and Wimbledon and Connors semifinals. And we step, hey, have another beer, John, and tell, well, what about this? And it was great. I mean, this is before he wrote his book. When I read his book, I'm like, oh my God, I knew all these stories, heard all this. So it was kind of great.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I remember, and he's, I guess he's a few years older than I am, you know, watching him and he was quite animated, I guess is a soft word of putting, you know, in the 70s, you know, with the long hair and all that. And he seems to have, just again, from what I see on TV, he just seems to have matured and calmed down quite a bit.
I'll let that fool you. I'm sure he's still as competitive as can be.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
We were there playing and just practicing. And, you know, I mean, he hated to lose, even in practice. So that's what made him a champion. I will say, I mean, he was the guy who argued all the time and went rant and raved about that. But he was right probably 90% of the time. All these bad line calls to argue about it. And, you know, maybe could have done it a different way. Who knows? But I mean, he's probably mellow with age.
Let me ask you, when you're coaching, because, you know, obviously these guys are already pros. So are you watching for things that they can't really sense themselves?
Of course. That sort of thing? Okay. You know, little things. A lot of it's encouragement. A lot of it's like your scheduling. A lot of it's your training. But little things when they're playing and practicing, it's like, hey, you know, you're lifting up your back leg about half an inch on this. You're coming up or whatever it is. Little tiny things. Here's what you need to do to correct that. Or, you know, you're rushing this. And a lot of it's little tiny things. I mean, they know how to play already.
Yeah.
So it's just little tiny things and reminders and keeping on them too, because like anything, it's a tough business. It is a business. So you're keeping on them you know, you're getting paid to make sure they're successful.
So yeah, it's interesting. There's a good friend of mine who was a swimmer in the Olympics, a medalist, and he told me that he said, you know, when you get to that level, like in the Olympics, he says, for the most part, almost everybody is the same physically. It's all in the mental part. And I got to think, though, tennis has got to be a little different, though. I mean, there's got to be
about 75% mental after a certain level. Yeah. It's confidence.
Yeah. Because, you know, you get certain players who, you know, I only know a little bit about tennis, but you got to figure that, you know, guys who are a lot taller are going to have a certain advantage being with their serve, you know,
with their serve. They have a disadvantage on some of the ground strokes and the lower balls and little things like that. You know, I mean, before we get to that Max door, I'll tell you if we had a quick second.
Let's go to our break because I don't want to catch you off in the middle of your stories there. Okay, so here is our first trivia question, and again, just as a reminder to our co-hosts here and guests, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. Right? This one I was really kind of surprised at. What is the smallest ball used in sports? And we're not going to count marbles, okay? Because that's kind of technically not really a sport. All right. Email Edward at sportsecom101 the answer to this question. What is the smallest ball used in sports? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd. I guess Russell's off today. No problem. Let's see here. Okay, guys, this actually is a sports trivia question. The next two questions actually are not sports, but I thought they were just kind of fun. Okay, what is the smallest ball used in sports? And we're not counting marbles. And I'll tell you what we guessed as a team on the cruise ship, and we were wrong. But what do you think it is, guys?
Actual sports?
Yeah.
I didn't even say ping pong, but
that's what we thought. We thought the ping pong ball was the smallest. But you ready for this? Now this surprised me. A squash ball is 1/100 of an inch smaller than a ping pong ball, and I'm thinking,
wow,
squash was. I thought it was between smaller than a tennis ball, but and smaller than a handball. But I didn't realize this squash ball was that small. Interesting. Okay, that's our trivia question for number one. Mike, want to reintroduce our guest?
Absolutely. Want to welcome to the big show, of course, Aleko Priebus. And, he's a legendary tennis player, really, in the San Francisco Bay Area, around the entire country, played professional tennis on the ATP, and he was ranked among one of the best in America. And heck, if you're playing professional tennis, you're just a stud. I don't care what anybody says. So this guy knows the game of tennis, coached the U.S. Davis Cup team, doubles. I think some of the notable people that he coached was Amanda Coetzer, Wayne Ferreira. And who else did you coach there, Aleko?
Rick Leach and his partner, Ellis Ferreira. They won the Australian Open in, is it 2001 or 2000? Finals of the U.S. Open in doubles. They got number one in the world after they won the Australian Open.
Oh. You mentioned earlier Brad Gilbert, who's a local guy here. And I guess most of us know him for coaching Andre Agassi, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
So interesting enough, that year my guys won, and I was living in Marin County at the time. My guys won the doubles, the Australian Open. Agassi wins the singles, the U.S. Open, the same year. We all went to Zimbabwe right afterwards. We get home and we realize, oh my God, then Andre got number one ranking after that. My guys got number one. And here are Brad and I are coaching him, living like 3 miles apart from each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big, it's like, it's not too bad for a little area.
You mentioned Zimbabwe, and the first thing I think of is Rumble in the Jungle, with Ali and Foreman. What was it like playing in Zimbabwe? I mean, just assuming it's hot.
So they had an inside arena, but it wasn't air conditioned. They had open air. It was gross. There's about 10,000, 20,000 people. The smell was not great. In fact, when Andre was playing singles, I shouldn't even say this, but he walks back. He comes over. He goes, I don't feel very good. And he walks back to the back bushes. And he goes, it smells just atrocious. He walks back to the planters and threw up.
Yeah.
And he came back and he asked me for a Jolly Rancher. He goes, I know you got a Jolly Rancher. He gave me a Rancher. I'm like, so he's playing the rest of the match with a Jolly Rancher in his mouth so he wouldn't throw up.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Now, the Zimbabwe, did they actually have any players?
Black brothers, Byron and Wayne Black, who played at USC, and this other guy, Kevin Hilliard, who was, they're all top college players. They're all really good, phenomenal players. So they hung in there pretty well against us. But
who's the best player you ever coached?
Probably Wayne or Amanda Coetzer. She got as ranked as high as 4 in the world. Wayne got as ranked as high as number 9. Very different coaching the women's tour and men's tour. One of the things when you talked about coaching and, you asked about you know, what do you say or what do you do? And the first time I worked with Wayne was actually, we were at home. He was living in Berkeley. So we're at Cal Berkeley practicing there. And he said, all right, coach, so what do you think? And Wayne had one of the best forehands you'd ever seen. He beat Sampras a number of times. And I said, well, everyone says your forehand's great. I go, your backhand's horrendous. I don't know how you got to rank this high with this horrendous backhand. Let's switch it
to the left hand.
Let's teach you how to do it right. And we taught him how to, you know, to do it right a certain way. And he finally beat some guys he never beat before. The funny thing is, the way I talked to him, he was like, I go, your backhand sucks. I don't know what, you know, everyone's been, you know, blowing smoke up your tail all these years, but we got to fix that. And he said, man, if you said that to Amanda when you were coaching, you'd have been fired on the spot. I go, yeah, probably.
Really?
The difference between how you communicate with men and women, you know. I mean, so I was trying to tell my kids, you know, be nice to your mom and communicate in a really nice way. What you can say to your brother, you can't talk to your mom like that. So, or your girlfriend. Wow.
I kind of get it, but it didn't sound like it was that aggressive. I mean, there's no.
No,
like,
I mean, he was probably being facetious and funny that way, but you know.
I don't know. Nowadays, it's really
you
tough.
You never know. Yeah.
Well, getting on to the, you know, the men women thing. I don't know if we've seen it yet. Have we seen a man who is claiming to be a woman and playing against women yet? I know we saw it in boxing in the Olympics. Which is really dangerous. You know, tennis isn't going to be as dangerous, but have we seen that yet?
No. Well, I mean, back in the 70s, remember Rene Richards?
Dr. Rene Richardson, yeah.
Yeah. Had the operation of the chains and played on the women's tour. But
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But as people would claim, he wasn't very good as a player to begin with on the men's side. So on the women's side, it really wasn't a challenge for the women either. So. I remember seeing
was it Serena who was on like David Letterman or one of those, and they talked about it, and she basically said, she goes, yeah, I don't, you know, and I think what was it, the guy who was ranked like 208 in the world beat both of them. Yeah, and you know, it's nothing against women, but it's just the idea that there's so much difference in the physiological part of the human body of a man versus a woman. That's all. Yeah,
no, it's a big difference that way. It's just, you know, there's obviously some phenomenal women, phenomenal athletes, but it's just, you know, like you said, it's the physiology of it is just different.
Well, I really appreciated Serena's humbleness when she just said, yeah, I maybe score, you know, a few points. And I can't remember who she was talking about at the time, but it was very, you know, and she was number one in the world. So
when Chris Everett was number one, she says, I can't even beat my brother who doesn't even play top five on his college team. So I remember her saying that.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Very interesting.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Wow.
So I got one last thing. I got to think that when you're, you know, because of what you're doing full time now, are you treated almost like a god as you're walking around the club?
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. It's most people don't even know my background or my history of tennis. You know, it's kind of what you do now is you teach, you coach, you run the administrative side of it. And I will tell you, ladies league tennis at the low, their level of play is way more competitive than the women's tour ever was. That's for sure. It's kind of a joke, but it's crazy how competitive they are. So
and
you try to bring a little bit of that, you know, knowledge to them. You know, but it's different.
And then as a
do the past in the past, they don't care. They just want to know, what can you do for me now?
Yeah, so, really? Yeah. Well, and as you're coaching and you're watching play going on, do you kind of like bite your nails? And is it really nerve-wracking?
No, but you kind of watch. You're like, oh, you know it's coming. And you can see sometimes them getting nervous or tight. And you see the tightness coming up in some of the players. And it kind of brings back some. You know, watching brings back some good memories, but also brings back some nerve-wracking memories too. So, you know, I'm glad I'm not there right now.
Yeah, you know, Aleko and I met in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. And Aleko runs the Ponte Vedra in tennis club, right? The racket club. And I see him in a public shopping center, Sawgrass Village. And, this guy's wearing a Giants. I'm like, hey, man, go Giants. He's like, yeah. And he just shakes his head like this, just shakes his head. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I get it. Because the Giants just lost, they were out of the playoffs, and, you know, we were both feeling. And he's like, how are you a Giants fan? He's like, I'm from the Bay Area. He goes, I think he just said, I said, I know Bay Area, I'm from the Bay. He goes, yeah. No, he just said, I'm from Marin. I'm on Marin. I didn't even say Bay Area. I'm on Marin.
Yeah.
I'm all, let me ask you a question. Where did you go to high school? He's all Redwood. I'm all, you guys suck. I go, hey, man, I'm from Marin.
Never
too.
Lost a Carolyn in 4 years, so that was okay.
I don't know if you remember that, Aleka, but it was pretty hysterical.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was funny. It's still the Giants are 500 right now, but they still it's hard. It's hard watching. Yeah. It's hard being a Giants fan.
You get
some younger people out here too that make it even worse.
Is it time to fire Farhan right now?
Yeah,
what do you think, Logan?
I agree. We were just talking. Well, I was going to say, but we had just played golf with Bobby Evans, a former Giant manager. Sure. And I told him, I said, Bobby, you should kind of put your hat back in the ring if they call you, get ready. Because unfortunately, Farhat, took his job effectively, but, hopefully he'll come back on that. Let's get to our next commercial break here. I almost missed the time here. All right. Now this one is not a sports question, but, where would you find the smallest bone in your body? All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecoma. Come on, Mike. You should know this one. I don't know why you're not a doctor, but that's okay. Either. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecoma 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, who Mike will reintroduce. Let's see here. Keep everyone in suspenders, right? Okay. Second trivia question. Where would you find the smallest bone in your body?
It's got to be your ear.
In your ear. Very good. All right.
Nice.
Our guest is batting 500. All right.
Well, yeah, okay. he went to UC Davis, so there's an upside to that.
Yeah, exactly. I never knew where the library was there, but other than that, it's all good.
All right, Mike, go ahead. Take it on. Take it from here.
All right, Aleko Privolis is our guest, a distinguished tennis professional and coach here in the United States, and hails from the Bay Area specifically. I think you grew up in Larkspur, right, Aleko?
I did.
Yeah, so and Larkspur, California, is a suburb of the San Francisco Bay Area. For those people listening all over the nation and worldwide via U.S. military, but Aleko, really happy to have you on the show. And you know, obviously, the U.S. Open is going on. The tennis. Talk a little about, you know, we got Carlos Alcaraz, Djokovic. Those are really the top guys on the men's side. Talk a little about the U.S. Open. You know all about it. You've been there. I think you've played there, you told me. And I know you've coached there.
Yeah, definitely. I have a U.S. Open title, too, as a coach, which is great. Mixed doubles title. Don't have much to brag about on that, but it's better than a shot in the arm. But, no, I was there for 20 years straight. Playing, coaching, you name it. But yeah, this year it's interesting because you have, you know, Alcaraz, who's amazing, and you got Djokovic, who is just, I mean, he's probably the GOAT, really. And then you have this guy, Jannik Sinner, the Italian guy who won the Australian Open, who actually, there's a bit of controversy because he got nailed for having a steroid in his little substance going on. So they found that back in one of the tournaments in Indian Wells back in March. And he basically got a slap on the wrist. So it didn't really set well with a lot of the players, but yeah. They said it wasn't him taking, it was his trainer, physical trainer, who had a cut on his finger, who sprayed something on his hand to alleviate the cut. And then when he gave him a massage, it got into his blood system. And So it tested. So, and then the point is a lot of players are up in arms. And if it was one of us, who was a lower ranked player, this and that, we would have been suspended for 4 years. But you know, reading the fine print and all that, I mean, it was like so minute amount that it really couldn't enhance his performance. So, you know what? I mean, it probably made the right decision on that. So he's a contender, Alcaraz, but man, I got to tell you, Djokovic, age 36 years old, something like that. I mean, that's amazing. The oldest guy to win a Grand Slam was Ken Rosewall at age 37 and like 72 or something. So, I mean, and Djokovic is a favorite.
And you know, Edward, I was talking to Aleko last night, did a little pre-interview, and I said, and I've never really heard this question asked. You know, who is the Babe Ruth of tennis? And is it maybe Djokovic?
I mean, you could say that he's the greatest, but I mean, literally, Rod Laver is the only one to win a Grand Slam all four in 1 year, so he's still the legend in my opinion.
It's funny. I was thinking of Rod Laver. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's like you're talking what, the 1970s. So a lot of times people sort of, now you'd remember him, but and I'd remember him, you know, because I grew up during that time. But a lot of people, Rod who, you know.
Yeah, look it up. But everyone knows Babe Ruth. So.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're playing tennis, you know Rod Laver is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, does that speak to the greater, I don't know, marketing of tennis? Everybody knows Babe Ruth, but why don't they know Rod Laver? I mean, this guy was a stud. There's so many great players. You and I talked about last night, Rod Laver, Stan Smith,
All these, you know, Rod Laver and Stan Smith are more known for their tennis shoes now. And people are like, oh, Stan Smith, I got those. Oh, he was an actual tennis player. And Rod Laver, they had shoes after Rod Laver, Adidas shoes too. So people didn't really know who he was. He knew his shoe.
I'll tell you what I think, and this is just my personal opinion. You know, Babe Ruth play. I mean, baseball is like America's sport, so to speak, and so I think that has more to do with it than what Babe Ruth did, which was, you know, fantastic. You know, I think personally, I think that's what it is, because tennis is a popular sport, but there's just something about baseball that just kind of elevates. Well,
tennis,
you know,
tennis more international, but you go to Australia and everyone knows who Rod Laver is. So,
I'm sure. So let me ask you now. Okay, so how would it, in your opinion, a match be between Rod Laver and Djokovic?
Well, they'd have to meet somewhere in the middle, age-wise, you know. I mean, Rod Laver played the tiny wood racket. They didn't have the gyms and facilities and all the nutrition and all that stuff. They traveled third class in planes or boats. And, you know, I mean, I think those guys today are a little more softer than the guys back then.
Sure.
Tough guys, tough cookies. No, and they didn't play for that much money either.
No. So, a lot of had to have a second job. So, Mike, I know you wanted to ask, because I'm curious about this too, the question about McEnroe and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, no, look, I guess you kind of encountered the Giants owner. You were a Giants fan. So tell us a story on that one. That's pretty funny.
Well, I mean, I was coaching Amanda. I was somewhere in one of the tournaments right before the U.S. Open and wearing my Giants hat and got interviewed on ESPN wearing the Giants hat and had to say the Giants were in the hunt for the winning the thing, and show up the U.S. Open week later and McEnroe, John's got his Giants hat on. I go, you're a Yankee fan. What are you doing? That's a better hat than mine. He goes, oh, well, he's announcing with Ted Robinson in the U.S. Open. He goes, well, Ted's getting us tickets. I go, us? I go, yeah, I'm coming to Bay Area. You know, we're going to go sit with the owner. So long story short, after the U.S. Open, John calls me and it's kind of a foggy, cold day. I'm like, oh man, really? He's like, you coming or not? I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go. I go, we sit with the owners of the Giants, Mr. McGowan and his wife, Debbie, who actually now this day are like second family. I mean, Mr. McGowan passed a few years ago, but that's where I met them that day with John McEnroe. But as what happened was Barry Bonds comes up to bat. It's on the on deck circle. We're sitting right there in the front by the bricks and start striking up a conversation with John, and I'm sitting there, and he goes, John's like, if you hit a home run, you got to give me the bat. And three pitches later, he hit one out, circles around. This is an ESPN game, gives John the bat. Well, that home run broke Lou Gehrig's home run record. So hands of John, and there's a picture. I have a picture of John's holding the bat going like this. And, you know, it was great. My phone's blowing up. So I'm, you're on all over the, you know, I was sitting there right with him. So, yeah. We walk around the park. John calls a couple of innings with Krook and Kipe, and we're sitting there. And Mr. McGowan asks, hey, do you want to go in the locker room and get the bat signed after the game? And John goes, oh, no, got to go. I have to leave afterwards. And so that's around the sixth inning. Right after the game, the ninth inning, you sure you don't want to go in there? And he goes, no, I really need to go. And I call him out. I go, hey, you think he's going to ask for the bat back, don't you? I mean, John's holding on this bat. He's like a little kid with this bat. You know, and he's like, got something. He stole something. I got something, and he might get caught. And I go, he's not going to ask for it back. And Mr. Brand goes, no, that's crazy. He gave you on national TV. So we go in the locker room. We meet Dusty. We kind of go around. There's Barry in the back in his Barca lounger in the locker room. And I say to John, I go, don't embarrass us, whatever. You don't say something stupid. First thing he says to Barry, you don't want the bat back, do you? And Barry's like, no. I'm like, are you crazy? No. And I'm like, oh, God, you idiot. You're embarrassing us, you know? And so he signs the bat and all that, which is great. And John was like a little kid is what it was. You know, it's like a little kid who got something. It was amazing. And I ran into Barry literally like 6 years later after retired, whatever at that. I go, hey, remember? And I met him a couple other times. I go, hey, remember, John McEnroe and that bat? He goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, he finally gave me a racket after all these years and signed it, you know? Yeah. So it was, came full circle, which was, great. But it just showed you John, he's just like a normal guy. I would do the same thing. Let's go. So it was a fun night, and, it was a good memory on that.
Hey, you know, something comes to my mind, guys. And Lekka, this is a good, this is the perfect question for you. Was there ever a time in your tennis career, whether you're a player in college or professional or coaching, I got a chance to cover the Golden State Warriors, and I saw Larry Bird. And Larry Bird was just like my, I was just in awe of the guy. I've interviewed pretty much every other player except Larry Bird. And he was injured at the time, and I said, oh, my God, that is Larry freaking Bird. That's Larry. And I could not talk to the guy. I was just awestruck. Have you ever had an awestruck moment where you're like, I'm talking to Rod Laver or whoever it might be?
Yeah, there's a couple. I think more so like you're at Wimbledon, you're walking around and you're like the players area, and then like some supermodel comes out. You know, and then you get introduced and you're like, you can't speak. You're like, you know, but it was, this is a silly story, but it's true. And at Wimbledon, there was a rain out and rain delay, and I was coaching Amanda, and we're in this little area, and I look over there, and there's Dionne Warwick and Elton John.
Oh, wow.
And so little did she know, I actually was really good friends with Dionne's son, David Elliott. So I see Dionne there, and I knew Dionne very well, actually. And I go, Dionne. She goes, oh, my God, hey. She gives me a big hug, and Amanda's, like, her jaw's hitting the ground. And Dionne's like, what are you doing? I'm like, here at Wimbledon, this is great. She goes, I want to introduce you to Elton John. I'm like, hello, Mr. John. Yeah. I froze. I'm like, yeah. And then Amanda's sitting there, like, here she's top 4, 5, 10 in the world. She didn't know what to say. She's like shaking in her boots, you know. Elton John, right there. And he could have been nicer. He could have been nicer. Like normal, you know. Huge tennis fan. He's a huge tennis fan.
What were they before superstars? Right.
That everyone. And he said to Amanda, "Goes, I'm a big fan of yours." And she didn't know what to say. She's, you know, like drooling, you know.
Sure. So that's fun. You gotta love that. Let's see here. Okay, I want to ask our trivia question now, even though we have a little bit of time, because I've got my thought for the day is a little bit longer than it normally is, and you guys are going to get a kick out of this one. Okay, here's our third trivia question. What character first appeared on a Coke can? You have to go back in time on this one. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. After you hear this, you'll probably go, oh, yeah. It's one of those sort of things. All right, stick with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Aleko. I just got you got a name that's just like Pele. It's just Aleko. That's good. I like that. First name only.
Never thought of it. That's awesome. Perfect. I'm going to just do that.
Okay, I like it too. All right, guys, what character first appeared on a Coke can?
Character? Like a Disney character?
Well, I mean, we would say he's a person. You ready for this? Santa Claus.
Oh.
Do you remember Santa Claus?
Okay. All right.
So before we go, I do want, well, first of all, Aleko, thank you very much for joining us. A very entertaining and informative show. Here's our thoughts for the day. Okay, you ready for this? This is a little bit longer than normal. So I saw a guy who looked homeless and was eating grass on the side of the road. And trying to teach my son about charity, I told the guy to come into my car and let him know I was going to be taking him to my house. About 100 yards later, we saw another guy eating grass. And the first guy asked me if we could pick him up as it was his brother. And I said, yeah, sure. Another 100 yards goes by and we see two old people stoop down eating grass. And the guy asked me if they could, come to our house as well because it was their parents. And I said, hey, how big do you think my lawn is?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry. I know it's kind of crass. It's crass grass, but it's kind of funny there. I tell you what, we do have a quick minute. So, Mike, did you want to ask something about women's tennis, real quickly?
Hey, Aleko, just give us one player to watch in the U.S. Open tennis, so we can have a little equality here.
Well, I mean, the two favorites are Coco. I think Coco Gauff would be great. She won it last year, but Sabalenka, who's the Russian. Yeah, I mean, she's tough. She's so good. So I think they were the finals last year as well. But, I mean, those two come to my mind. And actually, Brad Gilbert is coaching Coco Gauff.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, what? That's going to be our show. So, Aleko, again, thank you so much for joining us. Audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
You troops.
So long.
follow us on iHeartRadio Talk, and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.